Vectis Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
We've got a guest this hour. We've got several guests this hour. But first off, we've got Holly Medland.
We have, and she works for, well, she is, Unravelled Learning.
Good afternoon,
something
Holly.
Something she created,
good
I believe.
Afternoon.
Unravelled Learning, give us a clue.
Well, I basically do history and science workshops for 4 to 11-year-olds. I'm not really quite sure where I got the name from, to be honest.
No, that's fair enough.
But yes, because it's quite a wide spectrum of things that I do, I kind of like wanted an all-encompassing name. So I started with history, and now we do hands-on science things as well.
Okay.
Wow. And what sort of science do the children do?
All sorts, really. So I try and make it as hands-on as possible. Mm. The one that we're doing this month is all about the body. So we're looking at the different sort of systems in the body. So the circulatory system, the breathing and stuff. And we'll be making like hearts and lungs and just seeing how it will all work.
Okay.
And just getting very hands-on, really.
Making hearts and lungs, that's sort of just to drop that in there. You're not making real hearts and real lungs, are you?
No, there's laws against that. but no, it's basically out of things that you might have in your kitchen, sort of thing, and just getting the idea of how all the processes work, for using sort of like food, plastic bottles, balloons.
So this is very hands-on stuff, isn't it?
Very hands-on.
Oh, I'm loving the sound of this.
I basically try not to talk as much as possible, so I do a very quick intro to all the different things, write up the information, and basically they go and pick what they want to do and explore and get hands-on.
Oh, wow.
So is this in a school or is it...?
No, I have historically gone into schools, but I mostly do in village halls, in scout huts, that sort of thing.
Right, so this is for...
home edders, for family groups as well at the weekends.
Brilliant, yes.
To just come along, and quite often the grown-ups get as much into it as the children do.
I'm sure they do, yes.
A lot of grown-ups are big kids, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't think you ever lose
you say you're doing the body, but do you do other science where you blow things up and make lots of smells and stuff like that?
Blowing up, not so much, because my insurance doesn't cover it, sadly. But we do sort of like reactions. We make things fizz. We make things bubble.
That's good.
Basically, kids like getting messy. So if I can put a bit of a messy element into it, then I will do.
Excellent.
As well. And we also do history ones as well, which are very based on the same sort of like getting messy, getting hands-on, trying out new stuff.
So in the history, do you go back to sort of prehistoric times? Or
We go back to prehistory all the way up to the Victorians we've done so far.
Okay.
So just picking a part of history and part of the world and trying out different things. We're doing Egyptians this month, so we're mummifying oranges and seeing what they'll look like in 40 days once they've all dried out.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds interesting. So what is your background, if you like, for history and stuff like that?
Well, I've always quite liked history, and when I was about 17, I got to volunteer at Carisbrook Castle with the Heritage Museum Service.
Yeah.
And I'd help out with school children coming round, and they'd do things like touch the Roman Villa wall and say, oh, I never want to wash my hands again. And it's that like link with history, I think, that really gets them involved.
Yeah.
So from there, I wanted to work doing history education. So I went to Leicester, did a history degree and museum studies masters. And then I worked in a couple of museums doing history education.
Okay.
And because it's all cross-curricular science education, I worked in the Imperial War Museum for a little bit. So we did sort of like the aviation as well as history. So there was a science aspect there. And I think just doing sort of like hands-on education like they do in museums really engages kids.
Yeah. I think it does. I think it's a really good way of teaching people.
It is,
because they'll always remember that.
Yeah.
I mean, you said that's history, you did mummifying. Well, that's science as well, isn't it?
It is, exactly. Yeah, I think we try and portion things up a bit too much a lot of the time, don't we? Where actually you're learning so much new information by doing one activity.
Mm. So for those who don't know, how do you mummify an orange?
Well, you get an orange, you scoop out the insides as much as you can, and then a bit like pumpkin carving, you do that. Mm. And then you dry it out as much as possible with tissue paper. And then you make a mix of salt and bicarb and different spices, put that inside the orange and wrap the bandages round.
Right.
And what the ancient Egyptians would do would be to basically bury the body in this sort of chemical dryness to dry it out for 40 days. So after 40 days, we unwrap the bandages of the orange and it sort of has mummified, and you can see what it would have done to people's skin by drying it out and absorbing all the...
Isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Genius.
So if you are teaching home education, they come to you and they book you or something like that?
Yes. I'm on Facebook as Unraveled Learning, and that's where I mostly advertise. And then there's just like... I say what we're doing each month, the times and the dates, and people can go online and book tickets to come.
Oh, right, okay.
Basically.
And this,
not free, I take it.
No.
It's not. I try and keep prices as low as possible.
Yeah, but you're living at the end of the day.
But yeah, obviously, resources.
Of course,
huts and things
yes.
cost money. So it's, at the moment, it's £5.50 per child per session for an hour.
That's not bad, is it?
Yeah, I do try and keep it as low as possible. I've got two kids myself. I know how much it adds up when you've got more than one.
You haven't mummified them then?
No, but they have enjoyed mummifying the oranges. They test out all of my activities before I bring them to the public. So,
do you get a lot of people at these events? Is it sort of 10, 20, 30?
It varies. I cap it at 17 for the sizes of the halls. We have a lot of people who come that have sensory, they don't like loud noises and things like that. So I try not to make them too busy so it doesn't become overwhelming.
That makes sense. So more relaxed side.
Yeah, I try and keep it very relaxed. People can just come, I chat at them for a short amount of time, and then they can just go in and do as much or as little as they want in the session.
And you keep an eye on what they're up to. So
and
you can
I just
them.
Wander around, and if they've got any questions, need any help, then they can ask me.
Okay, brilliant.
So it's history and science, which do merge.
They certainly do.
Excellent stuff.
So people can just contact you on Facebook and say, please may I bring little Freddie along? And
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And if they've got any questions, I'm obviously always happy to answer them as well. So.
Well done.
I like that. Unraveled learning. Yeah. I like it. It's a nice way of learning things. I think the more you can do that makes it fun, that it sticks in your memory.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because I remember doing history at school and it was desperately dull.
Yeah.
Learn a list of dates with the Queens in England. You think, well, I don't really need to know that.
No.
Now I'm older, I appreciate how it all fits together. But when you're sort of, I don't know, 11, 12, someone says, right, this is what the Plantagenet kings did. Who are they?
Yeah.
Why do I want to know about them?
You don't want to know.
And I did history, obviously, to degree level, and I'm terrible at remembering dates. And really, you don't need them. Like, if you're interested in history and want to learn how people lived, it's just looking at how people lived, and it changed very gradually. Yeah. You don't need
things that I've often said is that, because we shouldn't do... For example, we shouldn't do mass-produced farming. We shouldn't have industrialised farming. But if you look back at history during the Second World War, we nearly starved to death.
Yeah.
That's why that came about. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but that's why that came about. So you need to look at the reasons. And you can go further back. Why do we do this way? You can go further back and say, well, because of that in 400, 500 years ago, that happened. And then that's why we do this way now.
Yeah, it's really fascinating.
It's fascinating.
Seeing the patterns and how we've come to life. As it is now, really.
Yeah, it is fascinating.
So it's brilliant what you're doing. Absolutely brilliant.
Well, thank you so much.
So just look for Unraveled Learning on Facebook. You find out a lot more about it, and you can book your session.
Yep.
Please do, yes.
Lovely. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much for having
me. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at VectisRadio.fm.